I still feel it whenever I come down those hills, that suffocation in my throat, the air thick and red, a 7,000-foot descent. I'm by the window, peeling off the layers of clothes to make space for humidity, for summer. The change is like a sloughing off. Out come my toes from socks and shoes. Off comes my jumper and scarf. Underneath, the skin behind my neck is already soft with sweat. 2 hours of curves and hairpin bends. Sometimes the taxi driver takes the corners too fast, and there's a stirring in my belly that claws up my throat. "Slow down, mister," I say, and the driver turns around and grins slavishly, but 5 minutes later he's off like the roadrunner again. The rise of nausea and the subsiding, again and again and again. And just when I think I can't bear it anymore, we're hitting the base of the Pulani Hills, riding the flat of the plains, bumping along ragtag villages where chickens and children are constantly racing across the road, lined with corpulent teak trees with black and white painted bands around their trunks. Paddy fields glimmer like swimming pools at the base of brown hills. Lorries and buses barrel down the highway with muscular headlights and horns. A warm, soupy breeze begins to blow softly through the window. We are cheating death all the time, passing one overcrowded town, then another and another. The litany of village names buzzing in my ears like flies with 100 lives. Neon boards flash with the faces of film stars advertising beauty salons and eateries. The cows that congregate around rubbish bins are skinny with coats of dust. Shops line the narrow streets, tiny cubbyholes where you can buy birthday cake frocks and plastic cricket bats, brass pots and toilet scrubbers. Shit and spit everywhere, shit and spit and jasmine and marigold. And somewhere in the distance, the sea.